With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump sending more troops to Washington. That after the shooting Wednesday of two National Guardsmen. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has an update.
The president said he directed the Pentagon to mobilize an additional 500 National Guard troops.
To help protect our capital city.
In a video message from Florida, he said federal authorities believe they have identified the suspect as a foreigner.
Who entered our country from Afghanistan.
The president also asked Americans to remember the National Guard troops and their families this Thanksgiving.
Please say a prayer.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Hong Kong, 44 people have been killed in a huge fire spreading across seven high-rise apartment buildings. 250 people are missing. More than 1,000 have been evacuated. Three people have now been arrested in connection with that huge fire. Mortgage rates taking a dip.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.23%. This is the first drop after three straight increases. The average rate is now at its lowest level since the first week of November and remains near its low for the year. When mortgage rates decline, they can boost homebuyers' purchasing power. Easing mortgage rates this fall helped lift existing U.S. home sales, including in October, when they rose to the fastest pace since February. I'm Alex Vega.
It's still not clear when the Justice Department might release its files on Jeffrey Epstein and longtime confidant Ghislaine Maxwell, but a court battle over sealed documents in Maxwell's criminal case is offering clues about what could be in the Epstein records. Government lawyers, in the meantime, asking a judge Wednesday to allow the release of a wide range of material. This is SRN News. A congregation in Ohio is giving away gasoline. You heard that right.
The Fostoria Church of God will mark Black Friday by giving away $20 of free fuel to each motorist who pulls into the Abaco station at 202 North County Line Street, and church members will pump it themselves. Pastor Dan Lucian tells the Courier, quote, "We're trying to offer something that is of need at a critical time of year when resources are low. The church will pump until their donated money runs out. Last year, they pumped more than $5,000 worth." Michael Harrington reporting.
More than 18 million Bibles have been sold in America so far as part of a five-year boom in sales. While publishers can track how many copies are actually sold, what they can't do is have a demographic breakdown on the buyers of the Holy Book. Former college campus minister Tim Wildsmith says problems the last 5 years could be playing a role in the sales. SRN News. Well, some things are just a little bit tough to understand. A man gets jail time for using a copy of Vice President J.D. Vance's book on contraband.
Vice President J.D. Vance's memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, has a storied history as a New York Times bestseller and as a Ron Howard-directed movie. Now its latest role, court documents say the book was one of three items whose pages Ostrin Siebert soaked in narcotics and shipped to the Grafton Correctional Institution, disguised as Amazon orders. None of the conspirators seem to realize that a central theme of Hillbilly Elegy is the impacts of narcotics addiction on Vance's family and on society. Siebert was sentenced last week to more than a decade in prison for his role in the scheme. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com.